Bay's Tan Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Welcome to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Your entrepreneur hosts are Eugene Hodge. Gene Hodge hosts the Employment Opportunity Hour and has over 10 years of experience as a talk show host on WTAN. He's also a training consultant, author, motivational speaker, and owner of Hodgepodge Training, the workforce optimizing training company. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their
hands. Good evening. Welcome to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, a place where we try to help all of you entrepreneurs to do what it is that you do, and hopefully for you entrepreneurs, get something out of the show, but more so importantly, how can we help you and sharing your ideas. I'm here tonight with my trusty engineer, Mr. Matt. Matt's the guy that makes everything work. Matt, how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing fantastic, sir. How about yourself?
I'm doing fine. Good to see you.
Good to see you, too, and it's good to be seen.
Okay. But anyway, for those of you not familiar with the show, we have a couple of clips that we're going to play for you. And Matt, if you've got it, let it go.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
You are welcome to watch me do the show. And I want you to see me. I want you to look at me, my scars, bumps, my color. My hair is beginning to thin out, all that sort of stuff. I want you to look at me.
You can watch a live stream of this broadcast by going to facebook.com/theopportunityhour or by going to YouTube and searching Tan Talk Radio Network. Click on the YouTube channel, then click on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour with today's date to view the live stream. All YouTube live streams are saved on the Tan Talk Radio Network YouTube channel for playback anytime.
Okay, so now we're back. We're getting near Thanksgiving. We're 8 days away. And I'm not sure what you're going to be doing, but hopefully some of you are going to be doing something out there for the holiday. However, when you really think about it, much of where you're going to and the things and the places you may go, somebody is doing it. Which means somebody has a business whereby their business depends on you coming and showing up and all that sort of stuff. And so it's fine for those of you who provide your services, your dollars to those types of businesses based on that holiday. But when you really think about it, somebody decided to start a business that would help them to help you during the Thanksgiving Day holidays. And so couldn't you? But, so, if that makes sense to you, I'd like to have you think about what type of idea could you have that you could implement around Thanksgiving Day holiday? Anyway, so I got to thinking about that, thinking about all the business, all of the things that happens where people go out and they buy a bunch of stuff, they invite a bunch of people over, and there's tons of activities. Somebody's benefiting from that, plus the customer. And so, anyway, so this is about entrepreneurs, I went out and did a little research out on the internet, my favorite place to go to find some information, but not all. But I thought about those of you that may be thinking about starting a business, why not think about starting a business aimed around the Thanksgiving Day holidays? Or have you ever thought of thinking of a business? Or if you have an idea for a business around the Thanksgiving Day holidays, I would like to know what that is if you would share that with me. So, tonight's show, I'm going to talk to you about business ideas that you might have, number one. And if you have an idea for starting a business, I'm going to welcome you to call the show. The number is 727-441-3000. That's 727-441-3000. But I'm going to welcome you to call the show. I'll give you 3 minutes, possibly 5 minutes, to tell us what your idea is. And that's pretty much what I'd like to know. What your idea is, and what do you think it can do for the people who need your business? Anyway, so I have a list of business ideas because I went out and did a little search on it. Ideas that people may come up with. I'm going to tell you the idea, which is very simple. And then I'm going to add on my 2 cents of what I think you would need in order to get started. And so I'm nowhere near an expert. I'm just the person that's doing the show. But I'm going to give you a thought or two on what I think, possibly what you might need in order to start that type of business. But also, I welcome your ideas for that as well. So for those of you, if you have thought about it, I definitely want to hear from you. But if you're just now thinking about it, if other people have businesses around Thanksgiving, why can't you? Entrepreneurs come up with ideas. Entrepreneurs are the people who run the world, run the country, because we come up with ideas. And some of us put those ideas into motion. Anyway, so many people that go to school, that go to college, many of you have mentors who already have businesses that you can go pull your information from. There are several ways of going into a business or getting started, but the idea is the thing that's key. It's something that you think that would benefit lots of people and that you can possibly make a decent income from it. That's why I have a business trying to do exactly the same thing. So, I'd like to have you think about that, but you're welcome to call the show. But tonight is business ideas that are centered around the Thanksgiving Day holiday. Okay, they're just ideas. And so if you have an idea and you think it's worth it, you're more than welcome to call the show. If you choose to contact me, you can always contact me. You can send me an email to The Opportunity Hour. That's THE Opportunity Hour at gmail.com. And you can ask questions, make comments, all that sort of stuff by doing that. Anyway, but that's my email. But I would welcome your thoughts or ideas if you're willing to put it out there, and if you're willing to tell us where are you within your business, within your idea, if you're just beginning, if you got it off the ground, if it's quite successful. I welcome all of those comments because this is about entrepreneurs helping entrepreneurs. And so that's what I really would like to have you do that. But before we get started, I'm going to take a short break right quickly to hear something from our sponsors. But stay tuned. I'm going to give you some ideas centered around the Thanksgiving Day holiday. And you'll hear more from me, but we'll be right back. Till I reach my highest ground.
the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour radio show. If you have a business or are starting a business and you would like to get your business and brand more exposure, be interviewed on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, Thursdays from 8 to 9 p.m. following the Employment Opportunity Hour. You'll get a custom 30-second spot, three-way exposure, a live visual interview, and live on YouTube and Facebook. And you'll get a podcast of your show via web link. For more information, call 888-293-4802 or email theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Reserve your interview now. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000. If you've missed any portion of this broadcast of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, you can go back and listen on the podcast archive page at internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. That's internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Once you get to the archive homepage, scroll down and select any episode you wish to listen to, or click on the podcast archive tab and listen to all episodes of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Again, that web address is internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. The place where you can listen to this show anytime, anywhere. I'm gonna put this dream in motion. I'll never let nothing stand in my way when the gun gets tough.
The tough get going. Yes, when the going gets tough, the tough get going. I want you to think about that, because if you are thinking about starting a business or you've made that step, I definitely welcome your thoughts, sharing some of your information on how you got started. How tough did it get? And for me, it got very challenging and it got tough. It's still tough. The bottom line is you have to keep working it, because it's your idea. It's your business. But anyway, but think about Thanksgiving. It makes tons of money for the entrepreneurs, because the consumers spend lots of money, because some of you entrepreneurs or the existing entrepreneurs have come up with something that they think they can make money because of something that they think that you need or could benefit you. But anyway, so I went out on the internet and I did some searching for business ideas centered around Thanksgiving. And although we're 8 days away, this is when I wanted to start, because some of you may be in business by Thanksgiving or that week, and it's celebrated. It takes up a few days, and so it's something that a lot of businesses depend on that income for those 3 or 4 or 5 days, which celebrate the Thanksgiving Day holiday. Anyway, so I'm going to give you some titles that I got off the net on business ideas centered around Thanksgiving. Anyway, so I'm going to just read the statement, because they come in statements. But following the statement, I'm going to give you my 2 cents of an idea of what I think that type of business may involve in terms of getting started. You're more than welcome to call in. You're more than welcome to listen to what I have to say. If you choose to see me, we're live on Facebook and YouTube. You can go out there and put something in the chat. The only difference is I may or may not see it, but you can put something there as well. But anyway, so I'm going to get started on ideas, because all entrepreneurs, I'm going to say all, most start with an idea. And it's an idea that they think will do something for them. And so that's the reason I focus on the word idea. Anyway, so I'm just going to go down the list here. not necessarily have particular numbers, but one is you can start a gift store. That's the statement. Start a gift store, send it around Thanksgiving. Anyway, so what do you think people would want around the holiday? Well, many of them would like to purchase gifts for other people. So having some types of gifts, starting a store with gifts, and it doesn't say what kind of gifts you could have. All you've got to do is call it a gift, have an object, have something that they could look at and say, I want this for me, I want this for somebody else, and next thing you know, you're in business. But anyway, so starting a gift store, I would think that that would take a thought of thinking about what types of gifts do people buy already? What types of gifts do you think that you could come up with that aren't out there in other places? Or what types of gifts could you get that the other people already have, and you could start your store doing it that way? Anyway, so starting a gift store is just one of the thoughts that I... It's one of the ideas that they put down here, because many of you have ideas. If any of you... But if you have that idea, the only question is, what do you need to get started? And I would love to hear some of your comments. Anyway. Another one says, become a giveaway blogger. Okay, become a giveaway blogger. Okay, blogging probably puts us on the technology stage of dealing and dabbling with the technology with our screens, but blogging. Someone says the idea is have a giveaway blogger. I would think that something like that would say, who do I know that would like to get exposure for their business that my services could help them to get the message out to their audience and communicate back and forth with them in order to send them business? And so I would think that the blogger is the person that has lots of time to spend in front of a screen doing a lot of typing or speaking, but more so doing it for someone else and helping other businesses get visibility. And you be the one that has conversations going back and forth that drives people to the business. And that could be something that someone could do. And again, it's an idea that probably could definitely flourish around holiday time. It could become a blogger. Anyway, so many of you are already doing that, but you could be doing it and getting paid more money doing it. So that's just something that I'd like to have you think about. Next one says, start a home cooking business. Okay, start a home cooking business. Lots of people do lots of cooking. Some people start businesses because the word has gotten out is that they make good meals, or they cook good food, and the word gets out where everybody wants some. So think of who you know that you want to go see for Thanksgiving because you like the cooking, or turn it around and think about all the people who come to you because they like your cooking. Or they come to you and they ask questions. Will you make a cake? Will you make a pie? Will you cook this vegetable or that vegetable because I like the way you season it? It's possible that you could actually start a business doing that. Anyway, so that's just another idea. It's in the book here. And you could start a cooking business. You probably already know if you're a good cook because people probably have been telling you already. Anyway, so now the only question is, do you think you could start a business doing that because you may already have the client base, or you have the networking base, or you have the recipes for all the food that you've been cooking in the past? And possibly you can start right out of your home, but that will lead you to some place where you can have it outside of your home. But anyway, the idea of starting a home cooking business was another one. That's number three. And so now the other one says have a let's see, another one here that says start a thank you notes business. Start a thank you notes business. Why don't you just think about that? I believe I can go to many of the stores out here and buy thank you notes. But somebody made them up.
Oh, yeah. Well, the thank you card business and the card business in general is very popular.
Right.
Especially around this time of year, considering you got like Thanksgiving and Hanukkah and Christmas coming up.
Right. So the question is, would you think about that and say, I could start a business doing that because I can have something different than what's out there? So now it becomes competitive, but the key is, do you have that idea or you could actually start a business doing that?
And I'm sure there's a market for different types of greeting cards.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I mean, so, well, because like, the way I look at it, because I've seen sentimental greeting cards, I've seen funny greeting cards. If you have something that you think you can run with, see if it would make sense in that market.
Okay, would you start a business doing that?
Me, personally, greeting cards?
Mm-hmm.
Probably not, because what I would specialize in is already done.
Okay.
Funny cards.
Yeah, I'm going to just say this. I just thought about it.
Okay.
But you mentioned funny cards, but...
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm in front of lots of people, lots of students.
I know you are.
In my classes, and so it's possible I can start my own business with my own notes and have them pass it around to their contacts.
All right. Okay, well, pass them around how? What do you mean?
I can give them out. I'm making notes. Thank you notes.
All right.
So I could give them thank you notes.
For attending your class.
Right, for attending my class. Now go out and share that thank you with more people that they know.
All right.
Because based on what's on the card, it's something that students would like.
Yeah, and this is the reason why I hadn't gotten into the funny card business, because this happened back at Father's Day. I'd given somebody's stepdad a Father's Day card.
Mm-hmm.
And naturally, my natural tendency is to go for, like, if it's something sentimental, like a wedding, I try to be a little more serious. Or something along those lines, I try to be a little more serious. But if it's like Father's Day, Mother's Day, birthday, holidays, whatever,
mm-hmm.
I always go the comedy route. That's kind of become my shtick, if that makes sense.
Right.
So I gave my friend's father, stepdad, a card for Father's Day.
Mm-hmm.
He laughed at it, and his wife turns around, looks at me, and goes, Matt, we can always expect a good joke. Whenever we expect a comedy card, 99% of the time it comes from you.
Great.
So
you may be sitting on huge opportunity.
That's not already done? Yeah, it's possible.
Well, it's not done by you. There's only one you.
That is very true.
It's only one you. That's what competition is all about. There's just so much going on in terms of competition. But it has to come. You are the one that makes it unique. And your uniqueness, nobody else has.
Right.
Other than you.
And yeah. There's only so few people I've ever interacted in my life who have the weird level, the level of weirdness with my sense of humor. Let's put it that way.
Well, do you think it's weird or is it just you?
No. Well, no. It's warped slash. How do I put this? I'm trying to keep this as radio friendly level of comedy as possible. Let's put it that way. Okay.
I can help you out, maybe.
How's that?
Since we are all unique,
mm-hmm.
then all things that you create literally come from you. That's what makes you unique. That's what makes you stand out. The flip side of it is, though, if the customer doesn't like what you have, they would probably not buy anything.
But the product,
for
right.
But if the customer likes it, then you have a customer that can go pass the word out to others.
Exactly. And
yeah.
let's put it this way. I have a level of sense of humor that most other people wouldn't exactly find funny what I find funny, and it's serious topics that should never be laughed at. I find a way to laugh at them.
Okay.
It's that warped the sense of humor, if that makes sense.
Okay, so you could possibly sit behind the microphone over there and have a side business that grows because people like what you produce, which is totally different than anybody else.
Exactly. It's a very warped sense of humor. That's the word I'm looking for.
Well, you might call it warped.
Because it is by the standards of other people, or it's just typically me.
Or you could title it Warped.
All right. Warped greeting cards. There we go.
Right, because people like, you know, people are attracted to those things. Anyway, so I say that because many of you entrepreneurs out there, you think somebody would not want what you are thinking about. And I want to stress the importance of you. There's only one you on this planet. It doesn't really matter how many others you might think are out there. There's only one you, and it's your idea.
And I said this all the time in college. I was often imitated, never duplicated, because when I was in college, I used to have people call into my radio show doing impressions of me on the phone.
Okay.
So that's why I said it all the time. I'm often imitated, but never duplicated. Mm-hmm. There's only one of me.
Now you may be wasting your time away when you could have a lot of money. Helping a lot of others.
Well, I help. I do help. Well, think of it this way, though. This is my way of helping a lot of other people, because the shows that I produce here on the network, yours, Brian's, and the other shows that I work on our network, get the word out to people about the different products and services that are being sold through our radio shows or that we're partnered with.
Okay. So yeah, I was just thinking.
Yeah.
I was just thinking since this is recorded audio.
Yeah, and video too. We have the YouTube stream, yes.
Then you could actually record something that could be put onto a card, but something where people could purchase the audio version, put it on their phone. All those types of things are possible depending on who's thinking about it.
And who's producing it. It's very warped, but it could work. It could seriously work.
Right, because if you sent me an audio thing, a clip, I don't know, it's 5 seconds, 10 seconds. And sounded good to me, I may send it to my network of people.
All right.
The next thing you know is that you're out there. The only question is, how can people get it and be willing to pay a little bit for it?
We could talk about that, you and I, next week before the actual
After
Thanksgiving
the
holiday. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah.
All right. But I mean, I want all of you to think about that you are unique. Whatever idea you come up with, it's yours.
Right.
And you should expect and welcome any competition or duplication. You should welcome that. That's going to help make you better and make your product better and make it stand out. Or you will find out that somebody else has a better product, which is fine. But the bottom line is you got to know it's you that has the idea. And so you should not hide your idea, because none of us can look in your head. Okay, it means the only way we can see what you got, we got to look at it, hear it, or read it, because it's you. But anyway, we got to take a little time, so we can take a short break, because I'll get carried away on these little things. But hold on, and we're going to take a short break. We'll be right back after we're from our sponsors, and feel free to give us a call if you like, share your idea, and you're more than welcome to do that. Okay, we'll be right back.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
Hi, this is Gene Hodge. We have great news for you. We have the opportunity to promote the Employment Opportunity Hour and the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour with support from you. If you have a business, a product or service that you would like to reach a greater market to increase your sales, visibility, and profits, we can help you to do that by reaching over 3 million people in the Tampa Bay market. If you have a need for a larger market, WTAN and the show can promote you on the West Coast in the Los Angeles market, reaching about 20 million people. If that's an interest to you, send me an email at theopportunityhour@gmail.com. That's theopportunityhour@gmail.com. or call WTAN and just ask for Gene Hodge. They will connect you to me. We look forward to helping to promote your business so that you can increase your sales, profit, and visibility. We can do that by you offering contests, by offering special promotions, by giveaways. And these are some of the ways that we can help you to attract the people that you're looking for. Again, this is Gene Hodge with the Employment Opportunity Hour. Send me an email at theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Once you get moving, once you make that decision, once you get started, don't let anything stop you. You will have obstacles. You should welcome obstacles. Your challenge is, can you get over them instead of letting them stop you? So think about that, because that's what all, in my opinion, all entrepreneurs have gone through, will go through, and will continue to go through, because it's taking your idea and turning it into reality. I'm giving out Thanksgiving business ideas of how people start businesses around the Thanksgiving Day holidays. It could be around the other holidays as well, the Christmas holidays. People come up with ideas, and you could come up with an idea as well, or many ideas of starting a business that could literally turn into something very profitable and something very enjoyable for you. But anyway, so I'm talking about those. I've mentioned four of them so far, and I'll just repeat what they were. One is to start a gift store. The other is to start a giveaway blogger business, start a home cooking business, or start a thank you notes business. Now, just those are just things just to think about, because somebody's thinking about them. And most likely, you may have thought of one as well. And at the start of the show, I said, you're more than welcome to call the show. I don't know if you can see the number, but the number is 727-441-3000. It's on my left side on the wall here. You cannot see the 727, but it's 727-441-3000. I would love to hear some of your ideas if you believe it's worth putting out there, because that's all I'm doing. I'm sharing other people's ideas, including my own. Anyway, so I've given out those four so far. The fifth one here is this one says to start a say thank you video business. Imagine you creating videos that tell your customers or your audience thank you for something that is done, but you don't have time to get it out over and over again. Imagine starting a business to do that for people who you got time to get the message out and the thank yous, but they need your help. And so this is an idea of how you can start a business, especially around the holidays, especially with all the transporting of gifts and thank yous back and forth. Cards, letters, all of that going back and forth, is have someone who says, I can say thank you for you. Anyway, so I can visualize saying thank you. I can visualize creating certain words for your customers to say thank you even. But that's an idea for a business on video, a video business whereby you're saying thank you to the people that you want to know that you are thankful for. And that's all it is. The audience is whoever is in your audience. But it's knowing that you can say thank you. I get a chance to say thank you for the radio show, and I know it's reaching hundreds, thousands, millions of people out there. And it's good as long as the video stays up of me saying thank you. But very important to understand that people like thank yous, and it's very important to know people know that you care about them, so you're willing to do that. But somebody could start a business doing that. And anyway, so these are just ideas. It doesn't matter who else is doing it. it does matter if you say, I thought about that, why don't I get started? Because that's all that's involved is getting started. Anyway, that's the most thing. Here's the next one. Especially around the holidays. This one says Thanksgiving, but it really doesn't matter. For all holidays, we start a community delivery service. I looked at that one and thought of the number of people that would like to give somebody something that's right down the street or right around the community or somewhere. They don't want to try to find some of the big companies because they may be all backed up. But you could start a delivery business. It just matters what kind of reputation you have, what kind of honesty, I believe, that the people who already know you can go spread the word about that. But if people know who you are and you tell them that you will transport things for them, that you will deliver things from them, I think that I get a vision. You just basically saying, you know who I am already. I can deliver that in my community. And anybody else that you know, if they're looking for somebody to deliver, I could visualize something like that starting very quickly. And it depends on the type of person you are and how honorable you are. But a delivery business of small gifts or small things, especially around the holidays. Now, I'm also going to just throw this in. If you could do that, think of a delivery service business. You could do exactly the same thing to find employment. You can do exactly the same thing to promote your business based on who knows who and knows who, which so many businesses are built on reputation. Anyway, so this starts. He just mentions a delivery service business can be started during the holidays. I'll let you think about what mode of transportation do you need, but delivery service. And it's possible. I can also visualize in our world now, especially in this country, we got all these little scooters on every corner whereby people use those for transportation. You could possibly use that to transport things. They got baskets and things like that on them. But it's something that could be started as a community service. We're serving the community. Anyways, I'd like to have you just think about that as well. Anyways, here's another one. Become a festival photographer. Become a photographer at festivals. Think of all the festivals that may go on in your neighborhood or your area. Think of the tons of people that attend these and what it might be like if you decided to be a photographer for those people. Imagine the possible business that you could get. Anyway, just something to think about in terms of having a photography business, helping people get pictures of themselves when they don't have anybody to get pictures of themselves. But I could visualize something like that based on the type of person you are. You can find that out based on how much you know about photography and how much you know about taking pictures and how well do people accept you in order to trust you with you taking the pictures. Many of them want you to take pictures of them. I just recently came back from a trip abroad and whereby there were two people, one taking a picture of the other one, and I walked up and said, would you like to have me take a picture of both? And they were eagerly open and said, yes, yes, yes. Well, you could do things like that and possibly create a business for doing that. Anyway, so there's more involved to it, but that's something whereby some people, you've probably seen them, they are they're photographers that make their living off the photography. They're walking around with a card or something. You pass it out to people, and they build their businesses that way. Anyway, so that's something else that you can do during the holidays. Anyway, so I'm talking about business ideas centered around the holidays. Thanksgiving is coming up, and so I'm focusing that on Thanksgiving. That's the closest one. We may have something very similar around the Christmas holidays, but I'd like to have you think about people who start businesses around specific time periods or specific events. They grow their businesses from that, and so can't you, if you had an interest or if you had an idea. Now, these are all somebody else's ideas. And so you probably have your own idea as well. It should go on this list so we could share those things to help more people think about what many of them probably think about. They just don't act on it. Some do. And that's how those business ideas come to fruition for those who act on it. But anyway, we're going to take a short break because my time is running away from me here. But we'll be right back talking about business ideas centered around the Thanksgiving holiday. And stay tuned. If you have one, give us a call and let us know what that is. Okay, we'll be right back.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000. If you've missed any portion of this broadcast of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, you can go back and listen on the podcast archive page at internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. That's internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Once you get to the archive homepage, scroll down and select any episode you wish to listen to, or click on the podcast archive tab and listen to all episodes of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Again, that web address is internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. The place where you can listen to this show anytime, anywhere.
Money. I think some of you want some. I know I.
What do you mean, some of us?
Because some people don't admit it. I'm saying everybody does.
Thing is, everybody wants money. We just don't want to admit how much we want.
Oh, I want enough to help a lot of others with, including myself. And so I'm not sure how much that will be, but I want that type of enough. And you mean,
you know, I'd like enough to be able to take care of myself and the people I love. I want to be able to make enough money to live comfortably, but not exorbitantly, if that makes any sense.
Okay, well, pass the word. And there's no telling what's in your future. You may be able to help a lot of people. And you may have money's worth or money's value. That's another way to look at it. But I'm giving out ideas for entrepreneurs, the business ideas that you could start during the holiday periods. Okay, since we got Thanksgiving coming up, it's possible we'll do something very similar around the Christmas holidays, but it's thinking of businesses that you could start that where the bulk of your income is made off the ideas, the holidays that we have in this country. Anyway, but just think about the numbers of people that come together and how much money is made based on events. And all I'm giving out are some ideas or suggestions whereby you could do exactly the same, and you may have your own idea. And I'd welcome your idea, because I'm just talking about ideas that people have come up with. And I did a little research on the internet and found some of these titles or these areas of business. And all I'm doing is I'm sharing those, and I'm adding my 2 cents worth of what I think you'd need in order to get it started. Because that's all I'm doing. Because the list is already there, and it comes from people just like you. So I really want you to recognize that your ideas belong to you. That's why they've come to you. It's up to you to decide to step on and go try it out. And if you're one of those people that are expecting instant gratification, well, good luck. I think you got to do a little work, put in a little effort. It's a learning process that you'll go through. And so you're not supposed to know how to do it, but you're supposed to have an idea of how to do it, and then start doing it, and you learn the rest along the way. And I can just say this much. You're never alone unless you choose to be. And the worst thing you can do is choose to be a lone entrepreneur, because that's most likely where you're going to be. Tons of people out there will help you once they know what you're trying to do. Anyway, so I'm giving out ideas, just ideas that people have come up with. They published them out. The only difference is I'm adding my 2 cents on to what the idea is in terms of what I think you need in terms of getting it started. And so that's what I'm doing. I'm adding my 2 cents worth of what you need to get started in terms of recognizing your market or your audience of people. Anyway, so I've gone through things like start a gift store, start a giveaway blogger, start a business doing that, start a business cooking from home business. Let's see. Another one was a thank you notes business, or thank you videos business, or starting a community delivering service. That's the last one that I mentioned. Starting a service whereby you could deliver things just within your own community. It's going to take people who know you. All it takes is one or two who know you're sincere, and telling them who else could use your services. That's all. And giving it time to grow. Then the last one was becoming a festival photographer. We're taking pictures for people at festivals. There's always a ton of festivals going on, and some people would love to have their picture taken. They need somebody to do it. And so you could become a festival photographer. It doesn't mention you got to be an expert. It just means that you have to want to help people get pictures of themselves. The rest will come along. Okay. Anyway, something else during the holiday, you start a flower arrangement business. Okay, arranging the flower arrangements. There's a whole lot of people doing them, and many of them are making a lot of money. If you believe that you like arranging things, and people talk about what you've arranged, then most likely you could arrange flowers. Because flowers come in many different sizes, shapes, and colors. You may have a unique touch that stands out to people because they've been telling you already. What's stopping you from starting your own flower arrangement business? Because there's a lot of flowers that go around during the holidays. So that's another opportunity to start a business doing that. So someone, there's also... you can start a niche greeting card business, having a niche for your cards. I visualize designing a card that fits a certain group of people. Let's just say 25 and under. or 45 and older, or 75 and older. That could be a niche for age. Okay, but then you could turn it into different sexes. Okay, the niche could be in certain areas. Okay, such as the technology area, the music industry. Okay, find a niche whereby you find out that what you have in terms of greeting cards, people like, and share that out through the niche. It's something you have that people like that makes you unique. And the best thing that you can do is find out your uniqueness, and we can tell you what we think is unique about you. All you've got to do is learn to go use it, since we always see it. In most cases, you always hear it. And so you could have a niche greeting card business targeting a certain audience, something that separates you from everybody else. And one down here is for some of you others, it's that maybe using your phone a lot, working a lot with today's technology. So this one says that you can start a food donation app business. A food donation app for businesses, for restaurants. Okay? Get food donations that you could bring to restaurants or service restaurants. Or the restaurants could take something from that, those foods that you help them get, and turn that into a business as well. You mean, so, but again, these are just ideas. And that's all they are. They happen to be opportunities for business if you come up with those ideas and realize that you're the one that have come up with it. It's just a matter of how much do you believe that it's possible, and are you willing to get started? That's really what it comes down to. Are you willing to get started? You'll get help along the way. But think of the idea and the number of people it could serve, because that's how you're going to make your money and build your brand and build your customer base. So these are ideas that many people have that I would strongly suggest, if you have one, try it out. Don't expect it to work the first time. Don't expect to be a millionaire right away. Just take your time and get started, because a lot of people will help you along the way. Well, I hear the music, which means my time is up. It's Frank Sinatra singing My Way. Because I want you to know that since it's your idea, your thought, it's possible that you can do it your way, because you are the one that's been given the idea. Go out and tell everybody what it is, find out who wants it, and go out and make it work. Anyway, stay tuned for the Employment Opportunity Hour coming up next. But go out and do it, because it's your idea, your thought, and go make it work, because you're the entrepreneur. And we're out of here for the time being.